it's Alicia Reese from AliciaDReese.com. Welcome to my session. First and foremost, I'm excited that you've connected with me. That's why I will be sharing one of the best kept secrets to unlocking the success you want and some strategies and tools to make your success a reality. Before we jump in, here's the rundown about me. I'm a certified professional coach, a leadership development consultant, a speaker, writer, and I love to give back to charitable causes. I support organizations and professionals in moving forward and creating the success they want, no matter what obstacle may be getting in the way. I could tell you more about my background. However, the most important thing you should know about me is that I care. Yes, I care about you, your development, and your ultimate success. Pause and spend some time with me as I share the foundational key to unlocking the success you want, and frankly, that you deserve. Have you ever wondered why people with average IQs are typically more successful than people with high IQs? Many of the clients I've worked with over the past 16 years have been perplexed by this question, and I have as well earlier in my career. Think about it. Oprah Winfrey, who is loved around the world and is a personal mentor of mine, in my head, has been one of the most successful and influential people in history, to the tune of having one of the most successful talk shows, owning her own cable network, and one other little thing, she's a billionaire. You may know that Oprah came from humble beginnings, raised in Mississippi and then moving to Nashville, Tennessee, where she would later graduate from Tennessee State University, which is a great school and is located in my home state, but it is by no means considered an Ivy League school. So what has created Oprah's success? One of the foundational keys to Oprah's success is being able to understand her own emotions and others to create powerful outcomes and connections. So powerful that when Oprah was hosting her talk show, you could literally feel her energy through the television screen. That, my friend, is emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is essentially your capacity to understand your own emotions and others while effectively managing relationships, making sound decisions, and coping with challenges in a meaningful way. What I have learned and experienced working with clients is that the key to success is tied less to intellect and more to emotional intelligence. Many people shy away from emotions, but let's face it, everything is tied to emotions. Think about the time when that person cut you off in traffic, when you were overlooked for the promotion that you were promised, when you bought your first house, when you received a letter that your job was being eliminated, when your child was born. I could go on and on. The fact is that while all of these things evoke emotions, having an understanding of the emotions within yourself and others while making sound decisions, managing relationships, and stress to create a meaningful outcome is the key differentiator of being successful. Now that you have an understanding of emotional intelligence, let's talk about the foundational key to developing your emotional intelligence to create the success that you want. You know, oftentimes we look to the outside world for validation and to define what success looks like for us. We are programmed at an early age to focus on what the world thinks of us, from being in school to moving into the workforce, dealing with colleagues and managers. While the outer world is a factor, it is more important to approach your life and career from the inside out, meaning first and foremost, focus inwardly on developing your self-awareness. Self-awareness is the foundation to developing your emotional intelligence and the key to unlocking the door to create the success that you want. One great method of developing a deeper level of self-awareness is by launching a SWOT analysis. SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. For many decades, businesses around the world have been using a SWOT analysis to evaluate the health and vitality of their businesses to create a robust plan. The SWOT analysis is just as powerful in developing your self-awareness and creating an associated plan. To launch your personal SWOT analysis, start by understanding your strengths. Your strengths are the things that truly light you up and energize you. Think about the work that you've done, or you've lost track of time because you were so engaged, you couldn't wait to start work the next day. My mother was a teacher for over 20 years. She would often say that she would be teaching in her sleep because she loved doing it so much. Clearly, this was a strength for my mother. For me, that work is supporting clients like you to move forward in their paths to success. It truly energizes me. I just love it. Once you understand your strengths, from there, start to take an inventory of your weaknesses. Weaknesses in the traditional sense are defined by your limitations. You know, those things that you may not be good at doing. Yes, understanding your blind spots is an important thing for sure. However, let's consider another way at looking at your weaknesses. Weaknesses are the things that weaken you, even if you're good at doing them. For example, budgeting is something that I'm good at doing, but it weakens me in the fact that my energy is zapped when doing that activity. So I started delegating that activity. Figuring out how to remove things that weaken you to do more strengths-based work and activities will create more energy and will ultimately accelerate your success. So we've just talked about strengths and weaknesses. Now let's explore opportunities and threats. Traditionally, businesses have evaluated opportunities in the marketplace to gain new business and capture more market share. As you are developing your self-awareness, think about the opportunities that will drive your personal and professional growth and ultimate success. An opportunity could be getting exposure to a new field of interest, or expanding your knowledge and experience in a strength area, or completely moving into a new role. 8 years ago, while working at Cisco, a Fortune 50 IT company, as an HR business partner, I noticed that the work that I truly gravitated toward was coaching and leadership development. So while conducting a personal SWOT analysis in partnership with my professional coach, I recognized my biggest opportunities in personal and professional growth were ensuring that I had formal coaching training and identifying a role in leadership development. Within a few years, I had completed my formal coach training and certification. Also, I had transitioned to the leadership development team. Again, the key for me was identifying my biggest opportunities that would lead to my success. The final area in the SWOT analysis is threats. When an organization evaluates a threat, they are focused on the external factors that put their business success at risk. I want you to explore the conditions within yourself that put your own success at risk. As I have done this exercise with clients previously, areas that tend to be consistent threats are limiting beliefs and negative self-talk. Both threats are grounded in fear. Yes, fear is the culprit and is often described as false evidence appearing real. One way to combat this fear is to apply Albert Ellis's ABCDE model. Let's explore the ABCDE model. A stands for identifying the activating event. In this step, you will identify the event that triggers your negative self-talk. It might be a challenge in a personal or professional relationship, a presentation you have to give, lack of self-confidence, or even unhappiness in your job. B stands for belief system. The second step is to understand your limiting beliefs and negative self-talk regarding the event. Limiting belief examples include being fearful of the unknown and not feeling like you're talented or good enough. C stands for consequences of your limiting beliefs. In this step, you're focusing on the consequences of your limiting beliefs, which could be setting yourself up for a negative outcome. This could be a self-fulfilling prophecy. For example, if you expect to do poorly in your new role, you are setting yourself up to do poorly in your new role. D stands for disputing limiting beliefs. In this fourth step, it consists of disputing and challenging the negative beliefs. Ask yourself if the limiting beliefs are grounded in evidence. What is actually true and untrue about your negative beliefs? And finally, E. E stands for the effects of changing your interpretation of the situation. In this final step, you're determining the effects of disputing your limiting beliefs. So now that you've discovered what is factual about your beliefs, what has shifted in your mindset and associated behaviors? There are many other threats that may come to your mind. It is very important to not only understand the threats that exist for you, but use practical ways to overcome the threats. You could start with the ABCDE model that we've just discussed. So we have just tackled the foundational key to building your emotional intelligence by exploring how to develop your self-awareness. Creating the success that you want and deserve starts with you. I would love to support you on your road to self-discovery and moving your goals forward, no matter what. I look forward to sharing more keys to emotional intelligence as it pertains to your career, life, and leadership journey. Until then, take care and remember that self-awareness is the foundation to developing your emotional intelligence and the key to unlocking the door to your success.